Yachakartanga matstotram Matkata vyodayankitam Yadva tapasite nishta Saesha madanugraha Yachakartanga matstotram Matkota vyudayankitam Yadvatapasite nishta Saesha madanugraha Prayers for creative energy. Spoken at ISKCON Mangalore in the, today is what, 29th? 30th of April 2008, 522 Gorabdo. Translation, O Brahma, the prayers that you have chanted, praising the glories of my transcendental activities, the penance you have undertaken to understand me, and your firm faith in me, all those are to be considered my causeless mercy. Does anyone need the translation, Kannada? Ask anybody that doesn't know English. Who knows English? Raise your right hand. No English. She is. Purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki. Ki. When a living entity desires to serve the Lord in transcendental loving service, the Lord helps the devotee in so many ways as the Chaitya Guru or the spiritual master within. And thus the devotee can perform many wonderful activities beyond material estimation. By the mercy of the Lord, even a layman can compose prayers of the highest spiritual perfection. Such spiritual perfection is not limited by material qualifications, but is developed by dint of one's sincere endeavor to render transcendental service. Voluntary endeavor is the only qualification for spiritual perfection. Material acquisitions of wealth or education are not considered. Pritohamastu badramte lokana vijayechaya yadastau shir gunamayam nirgunam manuvarnayam. Text 39, translation. I am very much pleased by your description of me in terms of my transcendental qualities, which appear mundane to the mundaners. I grant you all benedictions in your desire to glorify all the planets by your activities. Purport, a pure devotee of the Lord like Lord Brahma and those in his line of disciplic succession always desire that the Lord be known all over the universe by each and every one of the living entities. That desire of the devotee is always blessed by the Lord. The impersonalist sometimes prays for the mercy of the personality of Godhead Narayana as the embodiment of material goodness. But such prayers do not satisfy the Lord because He is not thereby glorified in terms of His actual transcendental qualities. The pure devotee of the Lord are always most dear to Him, although He is always kind and merciful to all living entities. Here the word gunamayam is significant because it indicates the Lord's possessing transcendental qualities. Text 40. Ya etena puman nityam stutva stotena mam bhajit tasyasu samprasideyam sarva kama vareshava sarva kama vareshwara. Translation of text 40. Any human being who prays like Lord Brahma and who thus worships me shall very soon be blessed with the fulfillment of all his desires. For I am the Lord of all benedictions. Vareshwara. Purport by Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki. The prayers offered by Brahma cannot be chanted by anyone who desires to fulfill his own sense gratification. Such prayers can be selected only by a person who wants to satisfy the Lord in His service. The Lord certainly fulfills all desires in regard to transcendental loving service, but He cannot fulfill the whims of non-devotees. Even when such casual devotees offer him the best of prayers. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation and purport to text 38, 39, and 40 of chapter 9, canto 3, Srimad Bhagavatam, translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in the matter of Brahma's prayers for creative energy. Harihi Om Tat Sat. So Brahma offered prayers to Lord Vishnu. Which Vishnu? Garbhodakshay Vishnu. The Garbhodakshay Vishnu is in the Garbhodak ocean and he gives birth to Lord Brahma. Then he expands the Kirudakshay Vishnu, who is the super soul in our hearts. He's the Paramatma. And Garbhodakshay Vishnu is coming from the Mahavishnu. Karanarana Sai Vishnu was in the causal ocean. So Lord Brahma didn't know how to realize his origin. He didn't know who was his mother, he didn't know who was his father. Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki!
Jai!
Didn't know where he came from. And the Lord advised him, tapa, do penance. So he was meditating and doing penance. Now the Lord is revealing Himself. So Brahma realized that the Lord is transcendental. The Mayavadis, the followers of the Advaitavad path, they think that the personality of Godhead is in the mode of goodness and the Brahma Jyoti is transcendental. But Brahma clearly prayed that the Lord is Satchidananda, just like in Brahma Samhita, it says Satchidananda. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. That He is transcendental. He is the cause of all causes. His form is Satchidananda, spiritual bliss. Because He offered prayers in that way that was pleasing to Vishnu. When people offer, say that someone offers praise to the chief minister of Karnataka, "You are the greatest mayor of all mayors. You are the first citizen of the city." He'll be very happy. He's not the mayor, he's the chief minister. Mayor is much lower than a chief minister. So many cities are there in Karnataka, everyone has a mayor, corporate chairman. But you're calling the chief minister a mayor. So what is this? Why is he calling me as a mayor? Is it correct? So then people offering prayers, "Oh Vishnu, you are the mode of goodness. You are the what?" They are insulting him. He's not mode of goodness. He's Satchidananda Vigraha, eternal blissful knowledge in form. Why people are so, they're offending the Lord. That's why Lord Chaitanya said, "Mayavadi hoya Krishna aparadi." The Mayavadis are offenders to Krishna. They're calling him as material. But is he material? He's transcendental. Even the Rig Veda says, "Om Krishna Vai Sachidananda Gana Krishna Adi Purusha Krishna Purushottamaha." That the Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, He's Sachidananda Guna. He has the quality of eternal blissful knowledge. Doesn't say He's Sattva Guna. He's Satchidananda Guna. Sat is eternal. If someone's eternal and you say you live for a long time, is it correct? So what was so expert was Brahma gave prayers which were correct prayers. They were the proper prayers. Therefore he got the blessing of the Lord. Offering prayers, vandanam, is one of the prescribed Navavida Bhakti, nine processes of devotional service. But we had to offer the prayers properly. Lord Chaitanya, He wouldn't read people's prayers or writings if it was not cleared by Sarup Damodar. Once there was some poet and he wrote some prayer praising Jagannath, describing Jagannath having an atma and that his form is material but very beautiful and so on. So Sarup Damodar said, "What you're doing, you're creating a parat. His archa vigraha, he's also Satchidananda. Jivas have, they're the atma." Last night we were talking about atma. And someone says that seems like the atma is controlling. But we are the atma. It's said, my Atma is trying to control me. How do I resist? She didn't understand. We are the Atma. We should be controlling this body, the mind, intelligence. But because we are conditioned, the mind, the senses are controlling us. But if you compare Lord Jagannath, like he's like a jiva and he has an atma, that's an aparat. So Subdhamana said, I won't show this, your prayer to Lord Chaitanya, it'll cause him great suffering. Your colleague comparing the Lord as if he was a conditioned soul. So, this was, it's not possible to offer proper prayers to the Lord unless you get the mercy of the Lord. Just like in Gita it says, Jnanam Apohanam Cha. Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha. We get remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness by the mercy of Krishna, my mercy. Krishna says, I'm giving knowledge, forgetfulness and remembrance. Also, if you have to go to an exam, Krishna is the one giving you the remembrance. Many students are here. How many are students? He is preschool. We like to always say the right thing. With transcendental knowledge, he's saying here in verse 38, these are all to be considered by causeless mercy. Even a layman can compose prayers if they have the mercy of the Lord. Who got the mercy of the Lord to be able to offer nice prayers? Remember anyone from the Bhagavatam? Yes? She raised her hand. You touched your face. Who? Dhruva. Dhruva didn't know what to say. Touch Dhruva. Anyone else? Dhruva offered beautiful prayers to Lord Narayan. You got one chance. You got anyone else? Akura offered prayers. What about Prahlad? Little boy. He could offer nice prayers. Somebody can offer Krishna proper prayers, describing him as he is. Then Krishna becomes very pleased. Problem is often we are not offering appropriate prayers. That's why many times we are offering simply the prayers of some great acharya, like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great devotee Narottam Das Thakur. He offered prayers. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Kora More. Tumi bine dayalu kyache jagat sansare patit pavan hetu tavavatar mosam papi na paivayar. You are the most merciful Lord. You have given us most merciful no one more fallen than me. So I need your mercy first. You come to deliver the fallen souls. I am the most fallen. Therefore I should get your mercy first. When you see the Lord, you're supposed to offer Him nice prayers. Somebody told me, whenever you see the Guru, you should offer Him some prayer, some praise. Then you should humble yourself. Then you should ask for a blessing. So when I would see Prabhupada, I said, Prabhupada, you're the representative of the Guru Parampara, you're transcendent, giver of transcendental knowledge, you're so merciful, different praises. Then I would say some humbling thing, I'm very fallen, I'm most fallen. Then I'd ask for some blessing. But sometimes, this I was doing every day, because Prabhupada would go for 2 months, 1.5 months in Mayapur. So every day I was singing, so 45 days. So 45 times every day offering prayer. And then sometime, I remember a few times he surprised me. Maybe I was becoming mechanical. So my dear Prabhupada, you're all merciful. I want to serve you life after life. Then he said, why you want to bring me back? I thought, what did I say wrong? I thought this was the right thing to say. I said, I want to serve you even life after life. Even if you want me to come back, then I want to serve you. I had even and he was okay. Not that we want to come back every life to serve. We're willing to go to the Vaikuntha or Goloka, wherever the Lord takes us. But if He wants us to come here, what we want to do? Who wants to serve? If you have to take birth again, who wants to serve? If the Lord wants you to go back in the spiritual world, do you also want to serve? How do you say thank you in Kannada? Dhanyavaad. Dhanyavaad. Then once I asked, I said, Prabhupada, you are all merciful. I am the most fallen. For have your mercy on me. He said, you're not the most anything. Then I was thinking, maybe I was getting proud. I'm the most fallen. So Prabhupada humbled me, you're not the most of anything. Then, what else? But generally speaking, he seemed pleased by me offering prayers like that. So, when you see the Lord, He's going to ask you what blessing you want. It's described here, Vareshwara, like Varada. In Kanchipuram, there's the Varada Deity. He gives the blessings. Another name is Vareshwar. He's the Lord, the God of giving blessings. One time with Markandeya Rishi, he saw Narayan Rishi. Narayan Rishi's incarnation of Vishnu. So he asked, what blessing you want? He said, I want to know, what is this Maya? What is this illusory energy? How it works? Narayan smiled and left. It's like the scientists, they want to know how is this material world working. But generally, if the Lord is offering any blessing, you should ask for something spiritual. But knowing the material world, it's a material blessing. That's what he wanted. So that's what he got. After some time, suddenly there was a big flood and his ashram was in the mountains. But it got filled up with water. The whole world got flooded. He was swept away into the ocean of water. He's being habu-dubu, dunked in the water and brought up, and he's floating. Then he saw this banyan tree with the big leaves, and Krishna was on one banyan leaf as a baby, sucking his toe. Then Krishna breathed in, and breathed in Markandeya Rishi. He's back in his ashram. Everything's dry. What happened? Then Krishna breathed out. Boom! Back again into the ocean. So how this material illusion, you can't, it all looks so real. But everything illusion is created by Krishna. So he's also known as Yogeshwara. So this material illusory energy, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Daivi Yesha Gunamahi Mama Maya Durattaya Mame Vaje Prapadyante Mayametam Tarantite. This material energy is my divine energy. And to cross over it is very difficult. Durattaya. But if somebody surrenders to me, Mayametam Tarantite, I deliver them. We were in Bangladesh, Kutch Bazar, longest beach in the world. Opposite from Bangladesh is India, maybe Orissa or something. So I asked the devotee, who can swim over to Orissa? Is it possible to swim 1,000 kilometers? Not possible for us. So, swimming over the ocean, durattaya, very difficult. Impossible, practically speaking. But if we surrender to Krishna, Mama Eva Jay Papadyante, Mayametam Tarantite, he can lift us up and cross us over. That's why if we want to cross over the illusion, we need to surrender to Krishna. He crosses us over. How many want to surrender to Krishna? So like that, we cross over the illusory energy and we achieve Krishna. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagya Vanchi Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lota Beach. That we wander around the universe, from one universe to another, Brahmanda Brahmite. But when we are born in a universe, we're locked in, it's like a big prison house. We can't leave until Brahma goes back to the spiritual world or dies. Then we all go into the Mahavishnu, then we come out again into a new universe with a new Brahma. A Brahmanda means each one has one Brahma. So it says, Brahmanda, we're going from one universe to the next. I mean, how long we've been here in the material world, it's incalculable. One day of Brahma is 1,000 yugas. He lives for 30 days in a month, 12 months in a year, 100 years. That's the lifespan of one universe, the life of Brahma. And we're wandering from universe to universe. Then we're lucky, we're fortunate. Kono bhagavan jeev, somebody's fortunate. Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai, they get the mercy of Krishna to find a bona fide guru. They get the mercy of guru to find Krishna. And then they get the seed of devotion. By the seed of devotion, Lord Chaitanya said we have to become malis, we have to become gardeners, watering that seed of devotion, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As we're watering the root, we're chanting, we're practicing devotional service, that spiritual creeper grows and grows, goes beyond the Chodha Bhuvana, the 14 planets, goes beyond Brahmaloka, Shivaloka, beyond the Viroja, beyond the Brahmajyoti, beyond Vaikuntha Loka, to the Golok Vrindavan. And there, that creeper wraps around the lotus feet of Radha Govinda. Siddharthe! Shout! Then it produces flowers. And then from the flowers come fruits. What is the flower of that devotional creeper? What kind of love? No, the flowers are bhava. Ecstatic love. Preliminary to Krishna praying. The ripened fruit is Krishna praying. So first we get flowers, then we get fruits. Lord Chaitanya, when he got initiated at Gaya, he went back to Bengal and he had Krishna prema. He was crying in ecstasy, laughing in ecstasy. So everyone thought, what happened? Why the big change in Nimai Pandit? So one day he told all the devotees, I'll meet you at Suklambar Brahmachari's ashram. I'll tell you what happened to me. And he went there. And he saw that there in Suklambar Brahmachari's ashram, he had a tamal tree. So he embraced the tamal tree, he was crying, feeling so much separation from Krishna. He said, I went to Kanai Natshala. There's a lotus footprint of Radha and Krishna. You can still see that lotus footprint. Lord Chaitanya cried on those footprints. How many have been to Kanai Natshala? A safari, or you went separate? At the side of the Ganges, Bhagirathi. It said that from a distance there was a young boy playing on a flute. He had a yellow dhoti. He came closer. They saw he had a turban with a peacock feather in his turban. Playing on the flute, he's smiling and dancing, coming closer and closer. Then he sees that this boy is actually Krishna. Lord Chaitanya's hair stood on end. He was, you can imagine, he was feeling so ecstatic. Krishna is coming to him. Krishna came closer and closer. Then Krishna suddenly ran to him and put his arms around him and gave him a hug. Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of Radha. So being hugged by Krishna, he's feeling so much ecstasy. Then Krishna let go and ran off. Lord Chaitanya running after him, but he disappeared somewhere. Since that time, Lord Chaitanya said, I had Krishna, I had him in my arms and I lost him. You don't know what it's like to get Krishna and then lose him. Now everywhere I'm just looking, when can I get Krishna again? That's why Lord Chaitanya, he came back from Gaya and Kanainath Shala. And he was changed. He want all of you to also get love for Krishna. You have to become expert gardeners, get that seed of devotion and water that by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this verse, these verses, we learn that we have to offer appropriate prayers. We should surrender to Krishna. Hanuman, he was offered a blessing by Lord Ram. But he said, he offered him so many material blessings he didn't want. And he said, I'll give you liberation, you can merge into the Brahma Jyoti. But Hanuman said, no, no, I don't want that. You are my master, I'm your servant, I don't want anything to come in the way of that. If I merge in the light, then I'll forget I'm your servant. I don't want that. So Hanuman already had the mystic powers. The Lord Ram asked, what I can give you then? Hanuman said, you see, I love you so much. I feel affection for you like a son for the father. But I hold you in so much respect that I'm not able to act like that. At one time I can just embrace you like a son hugs the father. That's the only blessing I want. Then Lord Ram gave the blessing and Hanuman came up and embraced Ram and Ram embraced him. You probably saw that picture sometimes. Hanuman and Ram embracing. That was the vara that he wanted. So Krishna comes to you and says, what do you want? What are you going to ask for? I can pass my exams. I can have a new house. If he asks you, then you should ask for something appropriate. You can give anything. Why ask for something temporary? Ask for something suitable. Like Prabhupada once said, to go to some rich man. He said, what do you want? He said, give me the ashes from your cigarette bowl. What is the use? Ask something worthy. And Krishna, he can give any kind of blessing. And the devotees, they don't like to ask things for themselves, material things. Because the devotee wants to please her Lord. Lord Brahma, he's the progenitor, he wants to create the universe without his even asking. Lord Vishnu is giving him the blessing, you can create, you won't get entangled. Our sampradaya is the Brahma, Madhva Gaudiya sampradaya, we come from Lord Brahma. And here it also says that those who are in this sampradaya, a pure devotee of the Lord like Brahma and those in his line of disciplic succession always desire that the Lord be known all over the universe by each and every one of the living entities. Everyone should know the Lord. So in Manipal it says, city of knowledge. So transcendental knowledge means to know the Lord. How many students there know the Lord? What do you think? This is the problem. In our modern education, we don't get to know the Lord. We should know Him. So that George Harrison in his song, My Sweet Lord, I Want to Know You. He sings, I want to be with you. Thank you very much. Any question? Why the Sayuchya Mukti is condemned by the devotee? There's four, five kinds of moksha. There's Sayuchya, then there's Salokya, Sarupya, Sharsti, and Samipya. So in the four, Salokya, Sarupya, Sharsti, and Samipya, you get to serve the Lord. They will form like a Lord, and live with a planet, and be close to Him, have opulence like Him. You can do some seva. But sayuchya means emerging into the light and no more seva. So for the devotee it's like a spiritual suicide. Because they're losing, although they remain individual, but they lose their individual cognition. They just see themselves as part of the ocean of spiritual energy. The demons, when they're killed by Krishna, they get Sayuchya Mukti. So the devotee should get the same thing as the demons? So they get something much better. Any other question? You didn't video? Those who are in my prayer book, I prayed for you this morning. Who's in the prayer book? Contact book? You put last night, no? You put? Oh, you did. Behind you, she did. So I prayed for you. Is there some prasad to give out to the guests?
Yeah.